Buzz Family Podcast. I'm Michael, your host, and I'm not alone this time.
Yay!
Melinda is with me, and we're going to share with you a little bit about our trip, our visit to Niagara Falls, and some things we learned about when you visit there, because you need to, it's cool, and some other things like that. But first off, I just want to thank everybody for listening, and remind you to check out our website, becausefamily.org. I'm going to skip all of the promos today, and we're just going to talk about what we need to talk about. So I get this thing uploaded for our daily podcast. It's Sunday, August 21st, an extra podcast day. We haven't been wanting to podcast on Sundays, but we are this time because we were behind. So here we are doing one. So please tell your friends about us. Tell your friends about the podcast and how we can help people. Had great services this morning at a church, Adirondack Christian Fellowship here in Saratoga Springs, Wilton, New York, actually, but basically Saratoga Springs. And we were able to minister to quite a few folks and really sell some books and give some books away and really minister to some people who needed to be encouraged that they can serve or follow Christ in front of their kids and be the influence God's called them to be. It's a really good morning.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was good. And so, yeah, that was awesome and stuff. So I just want to remind you as well to visit us at becausefamily.org. Go to patreon.com/becausefamily to join Kevin Hagen and Kevin Russell as Patreon supporters. You can even support us if your name is not Kevin. We'll allow it. Your name can be Steve. Your name can be Sally. Your name could be Beverly. What other names could there be if they'd like?
Sarah. Jonathan.
Barbara can support us on patreon.com/becausefamily. Whoever would like. You can give amounts of money that you choose. Yeah. Bethany.
Georgina.
Okay, fine. Georgina can support us too. But yeah, you just pick the amount. You can give it to us monthly and it'll come out automatically and we'll be able to help get this buzzing sound out of the podcast and do some stuff like that because we have a little bit of a budget. So thank you for supporting us at patreon.com/becausefamily. So tell us, honey, get us started here on our trip to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, well, we got to go to Niagara Falls.
And good, okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you guys for listening. God bless, and we'll see you next time. I'm just kidding.
So it started off with trying to figure out parking. For one, if you have a large vehicle, if you have an RV, don't bother going to the main land parking lot.
Yeah, the main, where the visitor center is, that parking area. You're not allowed to park an RV in that parking lot. Yeah. We learned that the hard way and got stuck behind a bunch of buses loading and unloading people and had to sit there for 15, 20 minutes.
So what you're going to want to do is go to Goat Island. And I suggest that you might want to start there anyway, even if you don't have a large vehicle. But we parked in lot 3 where the big vehicles and stuff. And they say it's $8 parking, but there was no attendant that day, so you didn't have to pay.
There was no attendant, no drop box, nowhere to leave $8. Yeah.
So that actually, we didn't have to pay that. But you can catch the trolley from the farthest point, you know, there. And it's a nice big trolley, so there's plenty of room.
Plenty of space.
Open air kind of.
Yeah, we actually came up to the trolley window to pay right after somebody who was buying tickets for a whole motor coach full of people. And we were able to get on with all those people for our initial ride. Yeah.
But it's pretty affordable. I mean, it's $3 an adult, $2 for a kid, and 5 and under are free to all of the stuff.
So 2 of our kids were free.
So that we just did that because, you know, we're just budget-wise, $10 is a lot easier than more than that. So, but they have these cool Discovery Pass things that you can go do the 5 activities on, you know, with Niagara Falls. It's $45 a kid and, or $45 an adult and $34 a kid. But again, 5 and under is free.
Yeah.
It's like if you have kids under, like 5 and under, 5 is an age where, like, you can remember that stuff.
Right.
So, if you have a 5-year-old, like, you could take them and it's free and they'd still get something out of it.
So, absolutely.
It's pretty cool. But they've got Discovery Center, Cave of the Winds, Made of the Mist, Adventure Theater, Aquarium, lots of things to do other than just standing there and
looking. Yeah, the Made of the Mist is the boat.
Yeah.
That you get on. This is all on the American side.
Yeah.
Because the Canada's just across the water.
And this was all stuff that we'll get to do next time we go.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do any of that, but it was still a lot of fun.
Well, we only had a couple hours because we were behind on getting out of town. We were actually a day behind because of the breakdown that I told you about on the last episode of this mm-hmm. podcast. So we were a day behind, but we didn't want to be in Niagara Falls, New York, and not go see the falls. Like, we
Seriously,
thought that would be
we
totally
so
stupid. So we drove the, 10 minutes out to the state park and did it. So we didn't want to spend the money or the extra time doing all the extra things. But we did, like we said, do the trolley. And we also did the observation tower.
Yes.
Where you can walk out. They've got this thing that juts out over the water where you can walk out to this. It's like a bridge that doesn't go all the way across. And an observation deck. Mm-hmm. And you can look out and see the falls, even Horseshoe Falls, pretty well from out there on that observation deck. It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
However, I recommend, if you're making your plan to go, start on Goat Island. We already said that. But go to the Three Sisters Islands.
Yeah, do that first.
Do that first. It's kind of about halfway from Lot 3 to Terrapin Point, which is where you can see Horseshoe Falls.
It's the opposite direction of where the trolley heads when you leave. So you would need to walk down there to Three Sisters, do it, then walk back up to the trolley station, and then get on the trolley to go down.
But yeah, there is a trolley station right there in front of the Three Sisters.
To get on.
But yeah. It doesn't
You can't
go
buy
there.
Tickets
That's not
there.
The first stop.
Right, you can't buy tickets there. So you buy your tickets, walk down to Three Sisters, and then get on the trolley there at Three Sisters. So that you can start at Three Sisters. But I agree,
you should start there. Because we went to the falls and the kids thought they were cool.
I mean, kind of. Yeah, they thought they were pretty cool.
But Olivia was more
I was blown
impressed.
Away.
I was blown away. The kids were just like, cool, bad, big waterfall. But they were more impressed by other things around.
Yeah.
Then we go to the Three Sisters, and I was like, guys, look at these little tiny waterfalls.
Yeah.
Look at this for comparison. So what I suggest is you go to the Three Sisters and remind them what normal little everyday waterfalls look like so they can be super impressed when they go to the big one. Because our kids have seen waterfalls before, small ones, but not recent enough, I guess, to really get that full perspective. So that's my suggestion.
Yeah, that would be better. That would have been better. They probably would have got a lot more out of seeing the big falls if it was like that build-up. Like, wow, these are cool. Wow, these are cool. Wow, look at all the water rushing to the... Whoa, look at those waterfalls. Because it's really impressive the closer you get to the waterfall, watching all that water just rush towards the falls. And the rapids, what they call the American rapids and that kind of stuff. It's just so neat because there's so much water moving along that river. It's crazy. And, I'm a New Mexico kid, grew up in the desert. So seeing all that water move so fast and seem so cold and just, it was mind blowing for me. And so build them up to it like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be better.
Yeah. And we got to go to the visitor center and.
Yeah. That's free to walk around in there. We did buy a coffee.
Did buy a coffee.
Because
we needed coffee.
It was one of those mornings where the home coffee wasn't enough.
And just so you're aware, if you are ones to collect the smashed pennies, which our kids have, because that's like the one souvenir thing that we have room for and we can afford basically everywhere we go. Well, they're pretty proud of their pennies because it's a dollar. You have to have 4 quarters to get this smashed penny.
Because you
can. We did.
Only one, though. They had a few different designs, but we only got the one.
Yeah, we just got the one. But
I mean, Disney wasn't a dollar.
I know. It's crazy. But whatever. They're just proud of their pennies. So
proud of their smushy stuff.
And then Terrapin Point was really cool because they just renovated that this last summer. Yeah,
Terrapin Point is the part of Goat Island where you can see that what they call the Horseshoe Falls, which is the Canadian side falls. And that's the falls you see in pictures and stuff, Horseshoe Falls. American falls are very big and very cool, but the Horseshoe one is just a really interesting way. It's like the very end of that gully or
oh, and double check, because apparently they're going to be shutting down the falls.
Yeah.
Soon to renovate and then start them up again. But like before you do make a plan to go out there,
make sure it's open.
Double check that it's open.
But Terrapin Point was a cool place to stand and watch, look at the falls, take pictures and that kind of stuff. We'll post some of our pictures show notes from our trip to.
And the observation tower, if you don't do the Maid of the Mist, it's $1.25 each. So it does cost a little bit, but I mean, our family, we were with the trolley, but again, and that.
Five and under is free.
But five and under is free, exactly. So, for how much would that have been?
$5.
$5 for $5. $15. We were able to do the trolley and the observation tower and walk around and stuff. And that's a pretty
$15 for six of us to walk around.
That's not a bad day trip.
That's a good
somewhere.
Little 2-hour excursion.
And the Discovery Pass, when we can do that the next time, it's quite a bit. It's almost a 30% savings for all of those things. So it's definitely worth doing. Or you can just do the one,
We liked it.
We liked it. We didn't get to go to the Canada side. We would have liked to, but Michael's passport expired in April, so we didn't get to go.
Yeah.
But apparently, if your kids, if you bring in their birth certificates, they don't actually have to have the...
Adults need a valid passport with a photo. I mean, a valid passport. And then your kids will need, if they're under 16, they need a valid birth certificate. I actually looked at the border control website to see.
Oh, yeah.
And so, adults need over 16 needs a valid passport, and under 16 just needs the birth certificate with a seal on it. Not the copy of a birth certificate, but the validated, legitimate birth certificate. So,
but you're apparently, gonna want that. You're going to want to go
you can get to
Canada.
You can get to Canada easy. It's getting back into the United States that's hard.
Yeah.
So, you got to prove that you're a citizen.
Yeah.
So.
But apparently it's really worth it. Everybody told us we needed
to
go.
It's beautiful from that side.
We just weren't able to this time.
And I can see why, because you're basically standing on the falls, on the side of the falls.
Right.
Looking back over towards them as much as you can from the way the cliffs kind of jut out.
Yeah.
Or the observation tower juts out.
But from that side, you can totally see
the
whole
thing. From the Canadian side, you're facing the falls instead of standing on the falls. You're on the other side of the whole thing. So that is why people say to go there. And next time we will. And that's the beauty of all this is we've learned that it's not that we missed out. It's that we now have something. We still have something we can do next time. We don't have to say, we did Niagara Falls. Now we can say, Niagara Falls sure was cool. Let's go back and do the things we didn't do yet.
Yep.
And so we're excited. We'll get to be back up in Niagara sometime. And we made a good little church connection there too, probably. So that was good. Oh, let me just put a little side note in here for coffee people. Don't bother with Tim Hortons coffee. I was so excited to try that. And it was terrible. It was terrible. Too hot. Coffee should only be between 180, 195 degrees or so. And their coffee was an easy 220, 250. It scalded. They put a blister on my finger because the cup was too hot. And so I was trying to hold it from the top where it wouldn't burn me to walk back to the RV with it. And then the lid popped off and the coffee spilled all over my fingers. Oh, and I just threw the cup and I said, Lord Jesus, heal my fingers. And and then I put the one cup that survived into the other cup. And regular coffee to them apparently has milk and sugar in it. Pieces of junk. They don't even, it was annoying. Canadians.
Yeah, this was why, he came back and he was like, I'm going to drink it, but I'm not going to make you drink this.
Yeah.
We'll go get some coffee. And the little coffee at...
It was way better.
The Niagara Falls.
Yeah, it was better.
Coffee shop little thing.
Maxwell
was
House,
fine.
Whatever they made.
Folgers. It was fine.
Yeah.
No need to go through all kinds of.
I'm gonna buy my coffee from Americans from now on. That's the rule. I only buy my coffee from Americans.
Who got the coffee beans from non-Americans?
South America and Africa. Yes. Or Hawaii. I guess Hawaii makes pretty decent coffee sometimes.
Oh.
But I've never had it though. Anyway, side note.
What did you call it? You said it was like the McDonald's of coffee.
It's the McDonald's of coffee. Totally. Even worse than Starbucks. I mean, it looks like it in there. It looks like McDonald's when you go in. Feels like it. Doesn't feel like a coffee shop at all. It was a bad, ugly atmosphere. I went to Dunkin' Donuts today and got cold brew, which Dunkin' Donuts cold brew is a yes, sir, to me. At least I enjoyed it. But they're less McDonald's-y. Dunkin' Donuts is less donut shop McDonald's-y than Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons is closer to Dunkin' Donuts than it is.
And you know, if you have hate for Michael for saying that, you know, just go ahead and email us because we'd love to get a response.
I would read it. I'll read you if you don't use cuss words and I'll read it. I don't care if you're angry with me. Yeah. I mean, I care, but I don't care if it won't keep me from reading it. I just want any kind of feedback.
Yep.
Okay, Michael. No, becausefamily@gmail.com. Becausefamily@gmail.com. What else? Is there anything else with the podcast we wanted to mention? Or, I mean, with the trip to Niagara Falls? Adventure Theater, Discovery Center, Aquarium, Cave of the Mists, of the Winds. Whoa, what was cool is the ponchos.
Yeah.
The American side had two different places where you could go and needed ponchos. And one of them was the
Cave of the Winds.
One of them was the Cave of the Winds. They all had yellow ponchos on.
You go down like in the cave and then you can go behind.
Right behind the waterfall.
The waterfall.
The other one, which is really cool. The other one was the Maid of the Mist, which is the boat ride. Mm-hmm. And with the boat ride, you're able to walk out into the, I keep wanting to say the gully, but that's not a gully.
Gorge?
The gorge. Thank you. The falls and the water is in. You're able to walk on the land alongside the river there. And they all had blue
ponchos
on. And then across the water, the Canadian side.
The hornblower
had, they all were riding that boat from Canada and had red ponchos on. And so you've got all these, like, this group, this little chunks of blue poncho on the Maid of the Mist boat, red poncho on that one, and yellow, and all of them were wearing, it was really neat.
Yeah.
The colors just like bobbing around. It looked like a playset or something down there from above on the cliff. So that was neat. And the kids noticed it and thought it was cool too. Mm-hmm. But Olivia thought the birds were amazing for some reason. Seagulls, like seagulls and ducks.
She had a weird day that day.
And then Jason was just blown away that right across the water was another country.
Yeah.
It was Canada. He couldn't believe that Canada was right there, right across the water. It was so awesome.
Imagine if we'd been able to take him over.
Oh, that'd have been so cool. He would have freaked out that he's in another country. You could have taken him and come back, probably. We should have done that.
We were so set on, let's just do this real quick.
Well, Ben, we were trying to get here to Saratoga as well.
Oh, that's the other thing. There is no real quick. Like, we thought, hey, let's go see the falls.
There's no real quick.
Like, you have to at least plan a good hour.
Half a day.
But
plan half a day so you can enjoy it.
Plan half a day, yeah. I mean, an hour to, like, go and see, but, like, to do anything other than just go real quick, it's going to be more than
that. But it was awesome, and we've had awesome time here in Saratoga Springs, and since we went downtown and enjoyed that a little bit. We may talk about that on another episode, but man, we're enjoying life. We're loving doing these podcasts every day. We're glad to be back at it. I know this one was late in the day, but it's Sunday, so you're lucky you got one at all, but God bless you, and thank you for listening. And don't forget to visit our website, becausefamily.org. And what website do they go to support us monthly on Patreon? Patreon.com/becausefamily. Patreon.com/becausefamily. We didn't rehearse this, I guess. I guess I have to rehearse that.
Sorry.
You hear me say it every 10 seconds.
I don't listen.
Oh, okay. She doesn't listen until I tell her to speak. That's how a wife should be.
Oh.
No, not really. That's not true. But thank you again for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Because Family podcast.